My name is Kirsty, and I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. Formerly, I'm an accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, and wellness expert. I'm obsessed with helping you navigate the messy middle and find clarity in every season of life. Informally, I'm a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the life lessons and learnings from the most incredible guests to help you gain clarity and get into an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. I am so excited to take you through this episode. If you're in my broadcast channel in the Inner Circle, you will have seen that I spoke about this and how to create a life strategy, why this is so important and so fundamental for success, and why I'm so passionate about sharing this with my amazing clients and amazing friends and any followers on Instagram and any listeners to the podcast. You guys find it all out. I'm here to help you. It is literally my job. And so I thought I would really, really get into it. Now, before we begin to move forward in life, we have to learn to reflect. I am going to be brutally honest with you now and tell you that without being able to reflect in life, to being able to understand what you need to change, nothing will change for you. Nothing will ever change for you. You will remain the same. You will stay in the same place. I sound harsh. I know that is all that's going to happen for you. You're going to carry on in life. You're going to get resentful towards other people who are changing, and you're going to be stagnant. And the best way that you can do this is start to recognize your behavior and notice the changes. I guarantee you, if you're going through difficult times in a relationship and your partner's behavior changes, you'll notice it. If you're going through difficult times in work and the relationships within work that you have change, your responsibilities change, you'll notice it. Are you paying attention to those moments within yourself, the changes in behavior that happen? Are you actually paying attention to those? Are you sleeping less? Do you find it difficult to confide in others? Are you retracting away from society? Are you retracting away from your inner circle, your closest friends? Are you changing your behavior and not changing your action? And it's the inaction that we take that is the biggest mistake that we can make in not being able to create a strategy for our life. And it is why you will stay stagnant. And I am opening really boldly this week, but I really need you to know how important this is. Without being able to do this, without being able to make this difference, nothing will change within your life. You need to take a long, hard look at yourself and open up to change. When I tell you I have made a huge life shift recently, and it was not easy, and it was incredibly difficult and incredibly sad, but it was something I knew that I had to do. I had to create this change in order to move forwards. If I didn't, I would be in the same place a year from now, maybe even a worse place. I know it's difficult and painful, but trust me, I live through it and I am living through it, and I am able to help you in this space. Okay? Draw in a deep breath now. Just absorb that feeling. Understand. Show ourselves kindness and compassion that we've taken a while to get here, perhaps, because sometimes that happens. It can take a while to get here, but it's okay. You're in this space now and you're going to create the change. And let me tell you, the change is where the beauty lies. When you sit there one night and you get into bed and you think, I am so proud of myself for making the decision to change right now, for trusting in myself that I knew this would pay off. I knew there was a better story for me, a bigger story for me. And here I am going to bed this evening being so proud of myself because I took that leap of faith. Without that, you will remain the same. So once you take a look at this, and maybe, you know, this is an episode that you save and you come back to and you take out your notebook, but when you come back to this, you will begin to understand what it feels like. You'll begin to notice the differences, the slight changes in behavior. Maybe when you go to bed at night, you think, actually, I didn't think about that all day today, or I wasn't triggered in that situation like I have been. Every night when you go to bed is an opportunity to reflect. And I don't just mean jotting down one thing that went well today. I mean truly deep questions, asking yourself, who has drained my energy today? How am I genuinely feeling? Do I feel any despair? Am I being triggered in a situation? These triggers need to be eliminated from our lives, but this is a process that takes time. And if you don't ask yourself what your triggers are, you are never going to be able to create that change. You'll stay stuck. You'll stay frozen. I just recorded an episode on analysis paralysis for this exact reason, that I see so many people who are stuck in the same place. I have been stuck. I have made this huge life shift and chose to change my entire life because it didn't serve me anymore. It wasn't right for me. I knew it deep down. I just had to do it and be brave and be bold. And even though change is hard and it's difficult and it's the hardest thing you'll ever, ever do, it will pay off. So I want to take you through 8 amazing steps of guidance that I think may help you, especially if you're in this situation. And as always, you know, my DMs are open at Kirsty Rayner. You can come and speak to me, connect with me, tell me what's resonating for you. Tell me what's hard. How can I help you? Maybe there's something I've developed that will help you. Okay. We're in this together. It's hard. It's a long life, God willing. And so let's take these moments and these steps. So step one is actually really common, but it's to use the GROW model when you're setting your goals. So first of all, you want to look at what the G is, the goal that you're trying to create. What is your reality around this? Okay. What are the opportunities that you can create around that? And then I like to think about what are the wins, right? I like to mix it up a little bit. What are the wins around this? Okay, the way forward. But similarly, what are your wins? What can you take away from that? What went well for you in this situation and what was an absolute nightmare? You know, when we use the GROW model, when we're setting up our goals, we begin to notice these shifts and these changes. And as soon as we start to notice that is the difference that we have within our everyday life. Hang on a second. If my reality around this goal is X, Y, and Z, and I'm creating no opportunities, how am I expecting to win? How am I expecting to find my way forward when I'm just stagnant, setting a goal that doesn't even make sense for me? You have to believe and want to achieve these goals. And the only way to do it is to start with a GROW model. And even though it can be long and laborious and potentially boring for you with every goal you set, you know, to go into this other layer of further depth, it will really, really pay off. It's a beautiful practice. I use this with all of my one-to-one clients. I use this with myself and with my coach, even my accountant. I'm like, let's set some GROW model goals. Let's go. Like, what are we working towards? What are the options that we've got? And from that, I'm able to lean into step 2, which is to use metacognition based on these goals. And what I mean by that is I allow myself to analyze. I allow myself to correct the things that I potentially didn't deliver in the way that I wanted to, with confidence and with calm and with grace. And I'm able to move forwards. Metacognition is beautiful to teach you the way that you think about things and the reflection. Without reflecting, you will not move forward. And I don't care what people say when they say ignore the past. The past is in the past. No, it fucking isn't. The past is exactly what you need to be able to understand why you've ended up where you are today. Without that deep understanding, you're not going to find your way to move forwards. Now, I'm not saying that you let the past override the present, absolutely not, but you need to have a way to reflect and to understand and to analyze yourself that doesn't trigger you, that doesn't take you back to a place of worry or regret, that doesn't take you back in these periods of time that makes you feel stressed, makes you feel on edge, makes you feel less than. I didn't do this in the way that I should. I didn't make myself feel the way that I should in this moment. Okay, with everything I say to you today, everything is done with kindness, compassion, and grace. We are only humans. We are one human. We are pulled in a million directions every single day. And we can do this. We can get through this. Okay, we can do this and we can get through this. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll have heard me bang on about step 3, which is an end of month analysis. I don't know how I didn't do this before. My end of month audit, I live by it. I look back at my month. I actually use my Google Calendar as well to go through like really specific weeks and days and see what I was doing well, what I was doing terribly, when I was burying my head in the sand, when I was full of energy, when I overpacked my days. You know, again, I don't believe in that either. Some of my days are just ridiculous, and actually, do they even serve me properly? Like, because the next day I'm completely exhausted, my job is giving out a lot of energy, and so does that work for me? Is that the right thing for me? Probably something for me to analyze and look back on and develop. But without being able to understand your end of month audit and what went well for you that month, how are you just going to set a random goal on the first for the next month? I really don't understand it. I really, really don't. And if you're signed up to my newsletter, you know that the first week of the month I send out now like a monthly overlook and like things that I'm doing. But the only way I've been able to create those is by analyzing my month before and kind of sharing with you what I'm doing for those reasons. It feels really nice to me to be able to share that. And actually, it makes a huge difference to people as well who are in that situation. Sometimes we can't see the wood for the trees. It's really, really difficult to focus. And so by allowing ourselves to be guided slightly with someone else's audit, it gives you the chance to maybe have a different perspective on what was happening for you. And that is really, really important. Okay. Step four, ask for help. Ask for help. Ask your friends, ask your family, ask your loved ones, ask whoever, ask for help. You do not have to do things alone. Trust me when I tell you, I'm learning this the hard way. I like to think I'm a burden constantly. And with my recent life change, you know, I'm leaning on my family an awful lot right now. And it's not easy for me, and it can be really, really difficult. But actually, that's exactly what they're there for, which they've been teaching me. We're here to help you. You know, you've lived away for 17 years. You haven't had our help. That's actually what we're here for. We're here to help you. So allow us to help you, right? And it's the huge, huge difference there. Similarly, if it's within your budget and your remit, work with a coach. Not necessarily me, although I highly recommend it. But somebody who will help you, because the minute you work with a coach, your life propels, but you've got to be ready for it. You've got to be ready for someone challenging you, holding you accountable, pushing you, because the growth will be exponential, but you have to be ready with it. You know, in your body, your mind, not your nervous system, has to be the right environment. You have to be open to it. You have to be able to understand that this is going to benefit me greatly. Let me look back 6 months from now and see where I am, the change in my life. Even the tiny changes, you know, I received the most beautiful DM over the weekend with somebody I worked with in 2019, you know, still saying these changes are still happening for me and I'm so grateful. And it can be years later where you understand the full ricochet effect of what you went through, of how you put yourself through that and the difference that that made. You know, we always want that instant gratification and it doesn't work like that. But trust me, if you have it within your capacity to work with a coach, please do it. Do it for yourself. You owe yourself that. You owe yourself that. Trust me when I tell you, if you're really wanting to create strategy in life, work with a coach. If you're a small business, you work with a business coach. If you work in a big company, you have business strategists who work within the company. Everybody needs a strategy in life because it keeps them on board. It keeps them present. It keeps them attainable. It keeps them growing where they are, okay? You need to have these set goals and understanding of the reason for the goal and what is behind the goal. What will it mean when I achieve this? And keep focusing on that. Similarly, step five, give yourself a deadline and hold yourself accountable. Let me tell you something. If you don't hold yourself accountable in life, you're going to achieve nothing. You might achieve something in 3 years from now, 2 years from now that you could have achieved in a month. You need to start to hold yourself accountable and you need to start to treat yourself with the respect and the kindness and the compassion that you deserve that. I deserve to reach this goal. And you best believe I'm going to do it in every way possible. Set yourself a deadline and stick to it. The minute you stop doing that, it is a disservice to yourself. It lacks self-love. It lacks compassion, resilience, motivation. You become complacent. And as I said at the beginning, if you don't change, nothing will change for you. And I'm sorry if that's harsh, but it's just true. Really, really start to hold yourself accountable. Step six, your environment is everything. If your environment is not serving you, you need to change it. It's scary. You don't know what to expect. I have been scared. I have felt the fear changing my environment, changing where I live, changing everything in my life. But I knew it was the right decision because it did not serve me. It was making me fall into myself. I didn't feel like myself anymore. I was treading around on eggshells and worried about everything and getting ill, like physically ill. It just wasn't me. It wasn't myself. And so I've changed my environment. Even where you work, I'm recording, guys, today from a podcast studio. Can you bear it? Me neither. For the first time ever. And coming here today, putting on makeup, getting dressed up, sitting now in a studio recording for you to create content for you, it motivates me. There's like a fire in me. I am so happy right now. I'm so happy and honored that I get to do this for you. Like it genuinely sets my heart on fire when people message me. I listened to this episode and you really helped me. I've been going through an awful time, or I've just gone through a breakup. Thank you for doing this. My environment is everything to me, and I will never, ever, ever compromise my environment ever again. Trust me, ever again, because it is everything to me and it is everything to you. You can create so much from your environment. Take a deep, just a little moment, a breath, because that can be confronting. And I know, and I say it with love and kindness and compassion, like I'm always saying, but it can be really, really confronting when you start to realize that your environment can be so detrimental. That everything that you've been focusing on and building maybe doesn't actually serve you, and maybe that's what needs to be changed. And that is scary. Trust me, I know how scary that is. It's scary. Similarly, step 7, you need to be really selective with who is in your life. And when I say selective, I mean they are passing an interview to get into your life. Are they kind? Are they compassionate? Are they good humans? Do they have good morals? Do they care about the environment? Do they care about each other? Are they motivated? Are they inspiring? Do they gossip? You know, what is their behavior? And I mean this, I'm not just talking about relationships, I'm talking about friendships. You best believe there is nobody in my life who isn't an absolute 10. They are incredible. They are amazing women, men in my life who I adore. And of recent, you know, I'm culling people left, right and center. Trust me, when I go through something that's difficult in life, I really see who my friends are and I really see who my friends are not. And so, you know, for me, these people are paramount now to me. My core inner circle of absolute legends. And some clients have become really good friends. Some clients of mine are just incredible. I adore them. They are now my friends. And so it's so important to really be selective with who's in your life. An interview process is very formal. However, there's something within it, right? That if you sit with somebody, you know, and you're asking, you would take their invisible CV, for example, and you would look at what they've done with their lives and where they've spent their time. What are they passionate about? How do they spend their weekends? And it's no shade, by the way, or no judgment to anybody. But for me, if you're not motivated, if you're not seeking out things in life, I find it very, very difficult to be around you. I'll be honest. I can't be around complacent people. They drain me because I'm so up all the time that I find it really hard to be around people who are not the same. It's really, really difficult for me. And it's no shade. Like, not everybody can be like that. If the world was full of only these types of people, it'd be chaos. We need the people to bring us back down. But maybe they bring us down in a way that we really appreciate. Like, darling, you need to go and have a spa day. Or can you stop talking for 1 hour? Do you want a sponsored silence? That type of thing. You know, let's go and see a movie so you shut up. But whatever that is, making sure that these people have the same morals as you, the outlook on life that you have, they are kind and they are compassionate. Because without that, you're going to end up with broken relationships. When you have broken relationships in your life is when your confidence suffers. When your confidence suffers is when you go inward and you create no change. There's no change in your life. There's no direct path for you. You just become insular and you remove yourself from a situation. And that is very toxic and very dangerous. And that creeps upon you from nowhere. Step 8 is I really, really want you to praise yourself when you reach your goals. I want you to take a moment and just absorb it. I'm going to give you a prime example of what I didn't do. So classic me didn't realize until the day before that I was releasing my 100th episode. And it was a mix of, I mean, there'll be more now, but a mix of 70 full episodes and 30 meditations that I've created. That's 100 pieces of free content that I've created from my brain. And I did nothing to celebrate it. I was really, really annoyed at myself. I would have loved to have got a cake or, I don't know, drank some champagne, classic me, or gone for dinner with my mom or something, like something to celebrate. And instead I was like, oh yeah, cool, wicked. All right, well, I'll make a reel and then I'll go about my day. And just, that's not okay. So we're going to have a belated celebration, guys. In fact, if you want to celebrate it, you could leave me a review on the podcast. That's a gift, all right? That would be a gift. If you haven't already, or you can leave another, you know. But yeah, again, that moment. And that's why I wrote this down today, that I thought, you are not even doing that for yourself. So that's something that's on my list, to start to celebrate the moments and the wins that are making a difference. So those are the 8 steps that I wanted to talk about of how you can create this life strategy. They'll be summarized very briefly in the notes. So please do save this message. Share this on to somebody you think this is going to help. Honestly, every single share, mention, anything makes a huge, huge difference in our world. There is so much free content and so many podcasts around that it's really hard to stay visible. And so everything makes such a difference to us. And again, anything you're struggling with, let me know. Now, I always like to let you guys know and my mailing list know first, but I'm excited to be announcing that I'm releasing the brand new thing just until the end of the year. It's called a wrap-up session. And so if you feel like you've strayed away from your goals, if any of that really hit home for you and resonated, I'm releasing these one-off hour-long sessions where we can wrap your year and we can start to goal set for you. Again, it's super reflective, informative, but it is very action point driven. So you need to be ready for the change. You need to be ready for it. You need to be ready for me to say to you, this is what's happening now. We're going to put this into place. Here's a plan. This is what we need to do. That was a shit show. That was a nightmare for you in 2023. We're releasing that. We're getting rid of that. That's going. And that's what we need to think about. So all the details for the wrap-up sessions are in the show notes. They are limited. They are only till the end of this year. They are very affordable. I wanted to do something different. This is very much based around strategies. It's the perfect episode to release this. And goal setting and looking at everything and becoming accountable for your own life, because no one's going to do it for you. Trust me. Nobody will do it for you. So I really, really hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for being here. And you know what part of the podcast it is. We're going to get into our mini meditation. So take a moment to get really comfortable, really cozy, and let's lean into the practice this week. I want you to take a moment to just draw in a nice deep breath. Slowly breathing and just noticing how you feel. We've just taken in so much information. We want to take a moment to breathe. Just feeling the rising and the falling of your breath, and trying to breathe deeply into the belly. Feeling your body relax. Your mind feeling calm. Leaning into that deep relaxation now. And I want you just to show yourself a moment of compassion here, recognizing how incredible you are, how strong you are, how much you give to the world, how much energy you give out. Noticing how you feel. How does it feel to be proud of yourself? How does it feel to begin to recognize I'm doing this? I'm creating these changes. I know I can do it. How does it feel to believe in yourself? How does it feel to know you can do it? I can do this. I believe in myself. I know I can do this. I know it's hard. I know I can do this. How does that feel? Feeling the connection to the earth and noticing how you feel now. Deep breath. Knowing that in these moments where we feel unsettled, it will be difficult. Meditation is here for you. Feel the connection. Feel your body relax. Notice the feeling within the body. The release within the mind. Allow yourself to change. I know you feel safe where you are right now, but I want you to allow yourself to change. You are strong. You are powerful. You are worthy of change. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you again next week.